I picked her up at the specified time. I was dressed to the nines and she looked sublime in a pink sequin dress, just a bit too tight. And I was thinking this could be the night. At the restaurant, things were in full bloom. She said she had to visit the ladies' room. It may have been just a visit, but I guess along the way she decided that she'd extend her stay. Did she ever come back? No, she never came back. And the waiter was laughing as I paid the check. We were going to go to the discotheque. But actually, at that point, that whole discotheque idea was pretty much off. On my way out, though, I chanced to see a girl at the bar making eyes at me. And I said to myself, self, this could be good. We'll exchange smiles, phone numbers, and maybe even fluids. So I bought her a drink, and I bought her two more. And I asked for her number as she walked out the door. She said 555555555, and I live at number 55 Drive. Was it really her number? No, it really was not. Anna is all I got when I tried to call it later on. Half a date and badly, half a date and sadly, it was not a love connection, no siree. Half a date and terrible, half a date and unbearable, but that's not all, Chuck, as you will see. I stumbled round till I found another bar, which was good because I couldn't find my car. I ordered a scotch and I drank it down, and I did this several times till I lost count. They picked me up where I'd fallen down. I was read my rights and brought downtown. I can't remember very much, but I think it's safe to say that this date sucked. Half date and terrible, half date and unbearable. It was the worst thing that you ever saw. Half date and horrible, half date and deplorable. And now I've got a headache the size of Arkansas. So Chuck, I don't care who the audience picked. I'd rather be killed with a big sharp stick. I'll stay on my own, it's my natural state. Whether or not I have a